And we are live with Aaron Cleary, guys. This is going to be a great one. Let's get into it.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit podcast. We're here with Aaron fucking Cleary, man.
My God-given middle name.
Man. So I guess some quick announcements, guys. Today's episode is actually brought to you guys by Let's Get Checked. Someone actually sponsored these two misogynists, guys. No, I'm just kidding. And sponsorship gone just like that, bam. and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but yeah, guys, what are some announcements?
Pretty much, guys, late night podcast, patreon.com/trashfit.
Yep.
We also have another guest coming tomorrow.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to mention it now, but
yeah, Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan. So, Donovan Sharp in studio as well.
Yep.
And what else?
What else are we shamelessly gonna sell? Oh, we got merchandise.
There you go.
And then we're gonna take the next 90 minutes to sell Aaron's books.
Okay. Yes.
So I hope you guys are ready for a whole sales.
I'm just kidding.
So Aaron, how are you, man?
Awesome. Minus the traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic was. I almost didn't make it here.
Well, welcome to Miami. Yeah. I would say that.
It's a part of lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we do have some like people that actually live here versus the Midwest or whatever.
Yeah. All three of us.
Yo, real talk, dude. Is your thing really called Asshole Consulting?
Yeah. I wasn't making it up. You're the only one that didn't know about this.
Oh, he was serious? I thought he was joking.
This is like, okay, you not knowing about Asshole Consulting is like Myra never hearing of Jimmy John's. I mean, that's the level you're kind of like, what? Well, really? You never?
That's funny, man. I like it, bro.
Can you send me the link in Telegram, Fresh, if you can?
Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, guys, all jokes aside, right before we went on, so Fresh is like, oh, so Aaron, what's your website? What do you want us to plug? AssholeConsulting.com. He looked at him and was like, wait, what? It's like, Shreggy? Yeah, AssholeConsulting.com. It's like, what? And then Chris was like, what? Like, he couldn't believe it either. So for me, I knew, but it was just funny to see their two reactions.
I just pulled it up. This is a real thing. Here you go, Chris.
So, okay. Yeah, Chris is like, wait, what? You can't even believe that it's real. Do we have any super chats or anything like that before we get into it?
Yeah, we have two coming in
already.
Okay, let's
now just so you know, right, my Heinekers are going to come in here, and there's going to be Dre and Fred and all these other guys. So if they're mouthing off too much, just let me know and I'll tell them to stop.
Usually they have absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they have fun, but they have nothing intelligent to say.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny. Super chat 499. I gotta get my glasses. Shout out to Fresh and Fit and Aaron Cleary. Keep the likes up.
All right.
Thank you so much. Andy on the block. Every young man should read Aaron's books. And just thank for the new super chats. Thank you. First super chat of the day. Thank you guys for that. So go ahead, Fresh, take it away.
So Aaron Cleary, right? I kind of know who you are, thanks to Myron. But at the same time, I heard about you before. But for anyone that doesn't know, who is Aaron motherfucking Cleary?
He was a mild-mannered banker, credit analyst, economist at one time.
Okay.
I went to college back in the 90s, got a degree in finance, worked in banking for about 15 years. And then through through the evolution of the internet, as bandwidth increased, I followed every major media platform. So I started blogging in 2004, then podcasting. I even had a radio show for a hot 15 seconds on AM at one time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then, but as bandwidth increased, it was like, okay, can you be the triple threat? And in the journalism world, it was, are you a journalist? Can you write? Can you do radio? And then can you do television? And now we have kind of a similar parallel where it's like, okay, you can blog, can you podcast? And then do you have camera appeal? Can you do YouTube?
Yeah.
And I didn't design it this way. I thought I was just going to be some nerdy economist telling people about money and what bad things might happen or good things could happen. And no one wanted to hear it. And it was quite by accident through hobbying, essentially, where I would write about economics and philosophy, got a big following, then started podcasting that increased the following. Mm-hmm. Now you got YouTube and kind of, I think a lot of young men and maybe not so young men have had this journey where it's like, I'm going to become an engineer, but because of the internet, people really want to hear about your marble collection. And boy, there's this dedicated, loyal group of marbleists out there, and they love collecting marbles, unlike coins for some people. But yeah, and so now, and I wrote some books along the way, self-publishing, and they took everything I tried to go to college for.
Yeah,
I failed miserably at. I didn't fail. I was a great economist. No one listened to me. I just wasn't cut out for banking. Mm-hmm. But while I was in banking, I also taught ballroom dance, and that oddly led me down the entrepreneurial route where I had to promote dance? My ballroom dance. Yeah, if there's a salsa club, I'll show you. Okay. Not you. I have a hot girl, and I'll demonstrate in front of you.
We're gonna have one tonight, so I want to see it tonight.
Okay, if you want, we could do
that. Are we talking like salt, like Spanish salsa, like?
Well, cumbia. There's. What do you mean Spanish salsa? Like you mean like salsa like, dancing?
Yeah, salsa dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, salsa. Can you guys imagine Aaron like just like you know what I'm saying, just doing this thing
there's,
with the ladies?
There's videos out there.
Assoconsulting.com, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah. But anyway, so that even though it has nothing to do with the internet, that was my earlier exposure to entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And since I just could not hack it in the corporate world, thank God for the internet, because now that's what I do. So now the entire time I was investing in real estate, I'm a minimalist, so I don't have a lot of expenses I don't have any expenses. It's just, cell phone bills and things like that.
Right.
But I paid off my house very early. I probably could retire too if I wanted to, but I don't know what you do then.
Yeah, right. I'd be boring, right?
Yeah, you'd be bored. Yeah. You know? And so now it's kind of like I really just like hanging out, helping out the younger guys not screw up like I did and do better, I came out pretty good, all things considered. I could have been so further ahead had I just had someone 10 years older, 20 years older say, hey, kid, don't do this or do that. And I would have been, a lot more money, a lot more free time, a lot earlier. And so that's kind of what I'm doing now with the books and asshole consulting and podcasting and things like that.
No, you're right. Because like we see all the time on the show, right? If you can have a mentor that can cut your learning curve, you can go way further than you would normally make those same mistakes. Mm-hmm. Because I heard you were a leprechaun collect the coins, but pretty wise, man. So there you go.
Yo, that's hilarious. Got some super chats. Okay. I cannot read. I think I got it. Okay. Juan Doe with the $2 super chat. Is PETA aware that Cappy's in Miami?
Yes.
Bail out Cap. Then we got $2 Cappy, secretly nice guy deep down that saved me. Absolutely.
Oh,
he's a nice guy.
So sweet, man.
Yeah, he did actually help me. He gave me some great real estate advice yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. So I got more to give you. So before you go and sign on any papers, let's talk before we do.
Okay. See, there you go, guys. Aaron is not the bad guy that you guys all think he is. He's not a crabby old man all the time. we got Frank Sinar with the Canadian $5. Just picked up Bachelor Pad Economics. Hear nothing but positive things about it. Looking forward to reading it. I probably recommended it to you because that's the number one book I recommend all the time on
Shout
money.
To Frank.
Speaking of which, so you're known for your array of books that you have. Mm-hmm. Can you take us through each of the books, what they cover, quick little synopsis on each?
Well, quick one. The first one was called Behind the Housing Crash that I wrote before the housing crash crashed.
Oh, okay. That was
I started in 2006, published it, I think, 2008, early 2008. It got published the day Lehman Brothers fell for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And I had to update my charts because it was happening so quickly. So that was my first book, first serious book.
Right.
Then the second one probably was Bachelor Pad Economics. Mm-hmm. It's Worthless, The Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. So that was a short book preventing young people from choosing stupid degrees, obviously, and no one listened to it.
Like women's studies?
Yeah, and almost 80% of the other degrees offered out there. But that was 2011. 2013 was Bachelor Pad Economics. And that's just basically a financial roadmap for any guy at any point in time. Pick it up. How old am I? Start at this chapter. And so it starts at 14 and then goes all the way up to death for estate planning and wills and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there was Curse of the High IQ, I think. That was about the drawbacks.
When did you release that one? That was recent, right?
Well, I don't see how they kind of blur together. I mean, it's probably not in chronological order anymore. But another book was Curse of the High IQ. That's about a lot of people. Probably your audience ought to all get their IQ tested and find out where you are on the bell curve, because I have a feeling most people are going to be far right, at least two standard deviations. And then there's these huge sociological, romantic, even psychological drawbacks. There's positive things of being smart, but there's also these drawbacks that no one talks about. So that's another one. Reconnaissance Man, that is a book on how to figure out where you want to live in the United States. And the primary reason for that was to avoid people having to buy multiple houses, pay multiple realtors' fees, move all the time, not get their full use out of it, because your housing is your number one expense over time.
Yeah.
Unless you're married. so that one's like, hey, go figure out where you want to live first, then buy your house. And it goes how to. Poor Richard's Retirement is very similar. You guys know Jacob Lundfisker, early retirement extreme guy? Well, he did a very mathematical, analytical book on how to retire cheaply and quick. And I think he was, it's, you know, 4% withdrawal rule. And I think you needed like 300,000 or $250,000 to retire by the age of 60. Well, and it depends on numbers and cost of living and inflation. What I did with Poor Richard's Retirement is you could tell someone all day, don't major in women's studies. Don't major in event planning management. Major in accounting. Major in engineering. Getting a human to change their behavior is borderline impossible. And so with Poor Richard's Retirement, what it tries to do is deprogram people's compunction to spend and then reprogram it with a new reason, point and purpose, so that it's almost like going through withdrawal, so that you can say, okay, I don't need fancy cars. I don't need a fancy house. And if you get rid of that, it makes retirement a lot easier. So that if you are a minimalist, it really puts retirement well within the reach of, I'd say, 85% of the American population. Whereas the current way people go now, 85% of people will not have enough money to retire and they will have to work till they're dead.
Right.
I'm trying to think. And the only other one that comes to mind is my most recent one called The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI on the Pursuit of Women. And that is where I return back to economics as well, because we joke about it, and unless you're married, haha, it's the most expensive thing. Yeah, for men, it is.
Yeah.
It literally, without a doubt. I mean, it's.
And I wanted to definitely delve into that deeper as well in the interview.
Yeah, you are going to spend most of your money. Certainly, it's going to be the plurality of your time, money, and resources chasing girls.
Yes.
And there's financial, there's classes on buying property, investing in real estate. There's classes on finance and career planning and all that. There has never been an economic cost benefit analysis done on Western men's pursuit of women, even though it's the most expensive thing they're ever going to pay for.
Can I add to that as well? I have so many friends that are older, successful guys and some that aren't successful because they all say the same thing. If I had spent my younger years not chasing women, I'll be way further ahead.
Right.
And it's right. No one talks about it. I mean, they might have closed doors, but in open, they don't talk about it.
Yeah. And just to give you an example, because you bring up a very important point with all financial planning, and that's time. Say, back when I was younger, well, I'm not giving away the book or anything like that, but your actual cash expenditures, probably on the low end, I try to be fair, but this is probably on the low end, that you're going to spend is about $265,000. The average guy is going to spend about $265,000 over the course of his life pursuing, maintaining, and ultimately disposing of a girl, of women.
Oh.
Right. Because you got if they divorce you, you got to dispose of them, and there's costs incurred. Not everyone gets divorced. I did a weighted average, and it's all very actuarial and statistically valid. I forgot where I was going here.
But that kind of
time.
Money.
Fuck time. This
shit, I'm the time. Yeah, that's right. I got fuck it. This shit, I'm out. So back with the $265,000 cash expenses, if you were to take that money and just throw it in the S&P 500, do you know what you'd have by the time you retire at 65?
A million?
Way more.
10 million?
$6.9 million.
Damn.
Just to, it's assuming and each year it was like an annuity and you invested into it. So the explicit costs are huge, $265,000. The opportunity cost had you invested that $9.6 million. And this does not even include entrepreneurship or probably some of the older guys who probably had a lot of hustle and off. Yeah. My wife, I had a business, but my wife took half. I've heard these plenty of examples and stories before. But your average guy, if you just were to take that money and invest it in the index fund, and assuming the index fund, you know, S&P continued as it did, you'd have multiple millions of dollars after tax. And, and that's, those are the numbers I want to kind of introduce or want to introduce into that book. So men realize, whoa, okay, I like her. I want to stick things with inside her and play with the things she has on her chest that seem more fun than what I got on my chest. But there is a huge price, and you have got to realize that, you know, your biology, your programming is going to compel you to spend a lot of time, money, and resources in the pursuit of women. And then my point was, one, is it worth it? And two, if you're going to do it, there's a lot smarter ways of going about doing it.
Damn.
I got, man, I got a conspiracy. Dude, I got a little theory.
I knew you were going to say. Is it the...
Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking about this as you were speaking. I've always said this, and people think they think it's funny, but now that I have a real economist here, let's discuss this. This is totally off topic, by the way, but let's do it.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Okay.
My goodness.
This is off the cuff.
Out of cuff.
I've always said, oh, we'll get another.
No,
coffee.
That's, I'm just,
we'll get it. But I will say, Tom, can you help Aaron with the coffee real quick, please?
Just a little. I don't have to like go pee in the middle of the.
So, okay. So I was talking about this with Fresh the other day, and I've mentioned this for a few years now. I've always said that homosexual men have a lot of money. If you look at a lot of cities that are going through gentrification right now, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Brooklyn and New York, a lot of cities that are up and coming or expensive to live in, there is a huge homosexual community. And I thought to myself, why are they at the forefront of every area that's up and coming and or expensive to live? Here in Brickell, right, in Miami. South Beach, Miami Beach, they all live over there as well. And it hit me. When you don't go after chicks, you save so much money. Because think about it.
Mike, could you say that one more time?
When you save money, when you don't deal with women, you save so much goddamn money, man. Because let's keep it real. When two dudes meet up on like Grindr, it's not like, oh, let's go on a dinner date or whatever. It's like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, I'm kind of horny. What about you? Well, I'm kind of horny too, dude. Yeah, let's do this. And then it's like they bang, and then they get back to doing what they were doing, right back to productivity. And then on top of that, when two guys go on a date, do they even share? They don't split the check. I mean, sorry, they don't, like, one guy doesn't pay. They split the check.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like you get the, you know, sexual gratitude you want. You get the sexual urges done. You get to go back to work. No BS, no emotions, no headache. You see, everything is split down the middle. It's no wonder these guys are killing it with all the money, bro.
And guess what? They don't have a problem sourcing because
they don't waste no time sourcing.
Because guys have to figure out how to source girls, how to get that constantly.
The numbers game up. Cost. Yes, absolutely.
And it's price. It's costly.
Well, and
mad time gone.
My best friend is gay, and I'm more familiar with the gay community than most people might assume.
Okay. This is great.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, no, and it provided a lot of insight. So we go to gay clubs and gay bars and whatever, and it all was fair and well. And what I was shocked is at how efficient. It was like there's a little bit of a flirtation.
Yeah.
If a guy wants to meet another guy, but basically it's like, hey, do you want to go and let's go bang? And like, yeah, there's not this, I got to court her for three dates to get down her pants. It's kind of that night you meet, you go and bang. And hey, that doesn't mean you're spoken for. There's no hemming and hawing. Where is this? It's like, no.
Three dates and all those other.
Yeah. No. So there's the expediency. At which it got to. And then now what's a little bit rarer, and this is my buddy, he's older than me, and this is the stage he's at. He's like, well, I kind of like to find someone to settle down with. And the paradox of the irony is, dude, it's a bunch of guys. And even though you might have to be homosexual, they're still guys, and they still want to bang. And you could see it again where they do the sex frequency studies between gay couples, straight couples, and then lesbian couples. Mm-hmm. Women just do not have the sex drive men do, whatever your sexuality.
And they have the highest domestic abuse rates, but no one talks about
that. We don't have to worry. That's not
lesbians beat each other up.
But it was, it's not, that's not conspiracy. Yeah. That's it's like, hey, did you know the sky is blue?
Yeah. No, but like, it's like, because I've mentioned before, people are like, yo, that makes sense. But they thought I was crazy. And I was like, no, man, there's a reason why they have so much money. Mm-hmm. And it's because they don't deal with women, they don't get divorced, raped. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to spend a lot of money on extravagant things. When they go on a date, they probably split it down the middle. It's not a big deal.
They're probably both professionals.
Yep. That's another thing as well. Yep. So it's just like easier, man. Oh, here's another thing. This is my other theory, because you know, people like, let's keep it real. Like a lot of girls will say, oh, I'll date a like if you ask a girl, hey, will you date a guy that's like bi? They might say yeah to be politically correct, bro, but they're not. And, yeah. And here's the other thing too. If I'm a guy and I go both ways, right? Hypothetically speaking, of course. That's only on Saturdays for you guys that are interested. I'm just kidding. you know, oh, right there first. You know, if I was to go both ways, whatever, why would you pursue women when you could just get it much easier by going on Grindr? Like, why would you deal with the BS? If you get the same sexual gratification from men as you do women, why would you pursue women? You know, not to say that, that I would do that, but you know what I'm saying personally, but like, you think about it, like, I don't think like any guy that makes that's like logical would not be bi, because it's like a waste of time to go after women when you have, you know, something much easier, right? Humans are the path of least resistance.
Right.
So, okay. That conversation went all over the place. So we're going to transition back to regular scheduled programming.
We got super chats
real quick.
Yeah. Okay. We got Ricky 985 with the Canadian $2. Hi, Cappy. Here's some money for your bailout. Thank you so, thank you so much.
Okay.
Mo Mrizzle. Have you seen The Big Short? One of my favorite films for sure. Thank you, Mo Mrizzle.
I haven't, but I want to see it.
It's good. It's worth good. It.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Read my book first.
And we got Ricky Webster. Just showing love, another legend with the legends. French toast props do. Thank you, Ricky.
Shout out to Ricky,
man.
Once again, brother.
So is Ricky modded up, by the way, Chris?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you so much, Ricky. We got Jacob S. with a $5 super chat. I listen to the Clary catalog or on Audible in the gym so I can... The ultimate mind slash body pump. Give this man a Don DeMarco.
There you go.
You, bro.
Don
DeMarco. Kevin C. $5. I once walked the whole Mount Vernon trail in Washington, D.C. while listening to Aaron Cleary. Yeah, man. There I tell everybody, listen to or read Bachelor Pad Economics. It's a mandatory read for all young men.
You will get your money back.
Yeah.
No matter which format you buy. Absolutely. That, you will get your money back.
And I'm almost like $3. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
$3 on Audible?
It's like $3 or $5. Yeah.
Oh, good Christ.
Yeah. You're getting robbed.
Yeah, I mean, my nickel royalty person.
Actually, I pirated the book. No, I'm just kidding. We got Ryan Apollo with the 1999 Super Chat. This one is long overdue. Thanks for all of the great information. Closing rates on my dates are much higher now. Also, I would definitely recommend everyone go check out Aaron's books if you haven't already. Thank you, man.
Yes, do it.
I'm glad DeMarco.
We've been helping Aaron close his rates down there in the great state of Texas.
There you go.
King Chris, $20. Aaron Cleary is in the house. Thanks for coming on the show. Minimalism is great. Shout out to the Freshfit fam, Myron Gaines, Freshman CEO, Aaron Pogson. Hashtag do 100 real quick. Oh, 100 real quick. We're multiplying, never dividing, son. Hey, man. Thank you, bro. King.
Damn, Chris, son. Where'd you find this?
Boy,
I just gave Chris a soundboard, by the way, guys. So we're all fucked. Okay. Peter Z, $5. Aaron is my favorite minimalist Midwestern manly. I have read 4 of his books and changed states. Thanks to Reconnaissance Man. Crunchitize me, Captain.
Crunchitize?
I don't know what that means. They might have heard that.
Krishnatize?
They probably heard our you know, a homosexual conversation earlier. Now they're hitting on you. So
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Gordon W, $5. Any advice for 30-year-olds switching careers from warehouse work to software engineering? Also thoughts on Dave Ramsey baby steps. Okay.
Hold that question.
We will answer that at the end.
That's a good one.
If you guys have questions for Aaron, we will have a Q&A at the end. So Chris, can you make a note of that, please? Yep. Image 626-109. Marin, you sure you don't swing the other way? Haha, JK. Only on Saturdays. Okay, now stop trade 360. $2. Has the Carlson School ever contacted you, Kathy?
No, they have not yet. Somebody put my name on the Carlson School of Management's Wikipedia site or entry saying I'm a notable alumni along with Tony Dungy and some other people I've never heard of. And everyone's like, I can't believe you're on the – and I hate the school. I mean, like, I hate my alma mater. It's a worthless school. Never go there, any business school. But the because the Carlson School of Management – at, among other business schools have wasted mine and millions of other people's young people's time. I may have used my internet presence to maybe if you search YouTube, like, should I attend the Carlson School of Management? And my video is number one. And it is so nice having more pull on the internet. Like my SEO is better than the Carlson School of Management.
There you go.
And it's like, if I wanted to, I could probably end them.
There you go.
I probably could, but I have other things to do.
All right, so Aaron, it's no
but hold on, we have
another one,
I guess.
Hey, Roland Sabasi, ask Cappy about his Quake collection.
Quick story, guys. Last night we were in the car dropping Cappy home, right? Aaron Cleary.
And he mentioned right before we stopped, he's like, yeah, guys, collect some coins. And we all stopped. We were like, bro, you collect coins? What's next, baseball cards? Nah, man,
that's old school.
And my sexuality was then called into question because I bought old coins.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, man, that's hilarious.
I see the logical connection to being a coin collector and being gay. Yes, yeah. I have. Makes complete sense. Yes.
Oh, nah, that was great. But that's Aaron did give us a bunch of gems on, which we're going to talk about here on silvers and on precious metals. Aaron Clary owns my prostate, $5. Aaron, read all of your books. Great work. Thoughts on lawmakers making their move on crypto. Don't worry. We are going to talk about crypto on this show. Yeah. Okay. So, Aaron, it's no secret that you are extremely knowledgeable about finances.
Oh, yeah.
Personal finances, investing, etc. Can you give us a quick overview? What is money to you?
Time. Okay. And it's not an opinion. Perfect. It doesn't change for any person. All your money, all money is that you've transacted your time and converted it into a medium of exchange that you can go and pay other people to buy their time to do something for you. So we could say, for example, this coffee mug.
Yep.
It's the ceramic or the clay or whatever. Mm-hmm. There really is no such thing as, I would say, raw materials. Because a human had to go dig the clay, they had to fire it up, they had to spend time in it. So everything you see around us is composed of human time.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'm sure everyone remembered 101 economics, where like if there was no money, you'd have to barter, and it's the double coincidence of wants paradox. Like, well, you know, I make cups and you do podcasts, but if I don't want podcasts, I want milk. Well, you and I cannot transact. So money naturally forms in every economy. Even prisons, even communist countries, money, some form of money will form because it is just too costly to rely on a barter system. Mm-hmm. And so that's all money is you committed part of your time, presumably doing labor, although nowadays that's being changed to merely existing.
Yep.
Where you repaired somebody's car, they gave you $100. Now that $100 is a command or a call on other people's time.
Yep.
And it depends on what you need. If you need coffee served, well, you pay the barista a dollar tip and some
fraction. Unless it's Tom, he works for free.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then, yeah.
That's good.
Or if you need your heart repaired, well, that $100 will buy 5 minutes of the heart surgeon who's going to patch you back up because his time or her time is a lot more valuable.
Right.
And so that's a very vital thing to understand, is that you got about 78, 79 years on this planet if you're a guy, 83, yeah. 84 if you're a girl. And what are you going to do with that time? And the number one thing, going back to what you talk about, Fresh, like early on, make your time as valuable as possible, as quickly as possible.
Right.
I'm even getting to the point where I'm advocating if the kids are particularly smart or industrious, try to skip high school. Fine, go homeschool, do it all online. But while you're going to high school online, you're teaching yourself how to be a mechanic. You're teaching yourself code. You're learning accounting. Ideally, so that by the time you're 18, you could go to school online for college, have a CPA or get your accounting degree, get your engineering degree. And now you're 4 years ahead of the game and you have to stick around with college. And you got all that much more time. At the end.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that, because I see a lot of kids now that are 18 years old, 20 years old, driving Lambos, Ferraris. I'm like, yo, what did they do? And I met some of them. And you know what? Instead of going to school, they spent time learning how to trade, how to set up e-commerce stores. And I'm like, damn, I went to school, wasted all that time, when I could have just studied a path or a niche. And I'd be way better off, because let's be honest here, with the money, you could get your time back. And at that point, you could do whatever you want to do for the most part. So that's powerful, man.
And if you look at, take a rich person, you know, some of those yachts over there are pretty nice. Look at an estate, look at a mansion, look at a yacht, look at a rich man or woman and all the stuff they own. It's not the stuff that paid for it. That's other, think of the human time that had to go into making that Ferrari, drilling the gas out to refine it, to ship it, to then pump it in the pumps. There is so much. So a rich person, if you look at, if they were to display their wealth, which they typically don't, but think about all the human time that one person commanded because they put the effort and time to make their time, 1 hour of their time, incredibly valuable. Or they're an entrepreneur and they invested in the right thing, that type of stuff.
Yes.
But this is stuff, you know, if there's one message I could convey to people, this is stuff to do early. Don't wait till you're 60 or divorced or anything like that. Like it counts now. If you can start early on. So the message to the younger men out there listening is, oh yeah, chase girls. You know, if you're sitting on the toilet doing whatever, you know, Instagram or you know, I'm not saying don't throw no lines in the water, but do not be spending 5 hours of your time going to a nightclub or going on dates. Yeah, I mean, going to a mall, whatever.
Up and down.
Yeah. Don't be Troy Francis walking around.
Oh, man. Shots fired. Oh, man.
Guys, Myron, real quick.
Yeah.
Rolo's comment.
We don't have to hear his comment, do we?
His ball here?
He brought up a very good point.
What are the show in the sphere that provides you with this kind of variety of value? Get those likes up.
Guys,
thank you, Rolo fucking Tomasi, man.
Guys, we got 748 live viewers, only 220 likes. Come on, guys.
Like the video, man. I don't want to stop the show. I hate doing it. And yes. That Who Wants to Be a Millionaire song really sucks and it's annoying. And it's loud as hell for us on these headphones.
Yes.
So, guys, like the video right now, please. Give us that like. Go ahead.
Also, we have in the chat Mobile Nation. Do you know who that is?
No.
It's a big YouTube channel. He says, get it, do ADA. ADA.
American Dental Association?
Yeah, I don't know. What
dentists make money. Dentists are good.
We'll hit some of these real quick. Nonstop Dre 360, $2. When are you starting Operation Evil Cappy?
That's going to start probably after I move into my new house and get settled over there.
Okay.
Yeah, and Operation Evil, if people didn't know, all my products are about the truth. Go to the school for the right thing. Spend less than you make. Don't get no girl pregnant. Don't commit no crime. And all I've gotten, or there's a housing crisis coming, or there's a don't major in worthless stuff. And all I've gotten is flack and guff and called names and a mean person. You're racist or sexist, right? And so I figured, okay, I'm catching all this flack, and then I look at Oprah. You're beautiful,
yeah,
and amazing, and biggest, and you're just perfect because you were born with a vajayjay and she got more money than me, like a lot more money than me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how do I get that money? And I figured it out. You sell lies.
Yeah.
And so Operation Evil,
I've been saying that for a minute.
Right. So Operation Evil is it's not solely regulated towards women or relegated towards women. They are the largest target market because they'll believe what they want to believe and they'll pay a price for it.
Yep.
But I have a suite of services and products in mind, of which I'm not mentioning any, where I'm going to sell it under a false name.
Okay.
Where they're going to think I'm a girl and I'm empowered and whatever.
There you go.
And I'm going to take back all the money they voted away for me.
Hey!
And that's basically. Oh.
I love it. The diabolical plan.
So Operation. Yeah.
We got Rich fucking Cooper in the house.
Hey! Oh my God.
Entrepreneurs and Cars, $20 Canadian. Shout out to Aaron Cleary, your bundle of sticks.
But you know, at least a warm bundle of sticks because we're in, what was it, 84?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Rich?
Oh, Canada's his ass off.
You know how cold it is in Canada? They have to measure it in Celsius. That's how cold it is.
Jeez. Just fired.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
We got Juan, the Aztec Patriarch, $2. Saludos, Chaparrito. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
We got Ricky Webster. Aaron, I just bought your book off Amazon, French Toast Props.
There you go.
French Toast Pops?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro? Okay. Ricky. What is French toast?
No, it's because Kevin Samuels says wine to French toast.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This time you've been agreeing, you don't even
really?
Know. Really? Fresh, I'm going to get French toast. He had no idea where it was.
I ate some, though.
Wait. Kevin Samuels never knew what French toast was?
No, he says wine to French toast to keep it YouTube friendly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When the girls say, I'm 41 years old and I got 5 kids, but I want a guy that makes $500,000 a year. He'd be like, what in the French toast are you?
Stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So, yeah. So that's hilarious. Okay. Fresh just got exposed. Eduardo Arozema. Knowledge / experience stays. Money comes and goes, but time goes and you don't get it back. Bam.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. Well said.
Whoa. Clarion high definition. Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Aaron Clarion, 1080p, baby.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike Guard, the $5 super check. Can you guys have Aaron on the podcast more often? Can't believe my 3 favorite YouTubers are in the same room at once. Y'all Boom. Rock. I would try, but Aaron actually doesn't like us, guys.
He doesn't.
Aside from the coin incident, I like you guys, and if I do, and I'll have no problem coming back. But I am not renting a car. I'm taking that train, and I am not leaving Miami. I'm not visiting any friend. I told all my buddies on the north side of the state. I'm like, look, I'm flying into Orlando next time. I'm not driving out of it. Oh, so I will fly here and take the train. And
you'll actually have to hang out with us then.
Wait,
we just hung out last night. What are we gonna do tonight?
Yo, I offered him pizza. He was like, I don't like you that much. But yeah, on camera, he agreed. You know what? Clip that. Clip that. He said he likes us.
Yeah.
Clip it.
Yeah, please. We do got to save that. That's actually rare.
That's rare, man.
Okay, we got Link in the house.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the best of the best, Fresh and Fit, and Chris. Yep. And for your guess, what age did he decide this was the career for him? Mm. We will answer that, Link. Don't worry. We will get right back to that. We got a couple of questions. Chris will save it. And then Mo Mrizzle. 199 ADA is Cardano, number 3 cryptocurrency.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
All right, cool, guys. And guys, by the way, Eric Clare's website, Asshole Consulting, if you need some advice from an asshole.
impressive.
And okay, so we talked about money. What are your views on women, feminism, and the dating marketplace?
Those are three things. Women, I love women. Mm-hmm. Show me where there are any. But no, I like women. I like femininity. I like mm-hmm. females. I like big boobs, long hair, tight asses, and long legs. I like having sex with women. I like dancing with women. I like flirting with women. Every guy, unless you happen to be gay, of course, likes women. I don't think there's anything. Feminism is a cancer on society that it no longer represents what original noble aims it might have had about achieving a parity and equality with voting rights and property ownership and things like that back mm-hmm. literally over 100 years ago. And now it's just communism hiding behind vagina. Mm. That's really what it is. It's not complicated. And this is why I don't get too excited about politics, because it's very simply, there's a group of people that want your stuff, and there's a group of people that don't want these people to take their stuff. And the group of people that want your stuff will come up with a whole potpourri of excuses and reasons. There were
Democrats.
Well, yeah, but it's beyond that. It's, you know, I would say the philosophy of communism, the philosophy of socialism. Mm-hmm. If you read any Noam Chomsky or Foucault or any Marx, you know, it's a book this thick, Das Kapital, basically why I don't want to work for a living and other people should give me their money. Mm-hmm. And you could see this in academia, where most of it, in the social sciences and the liberal arts, is merely a rationalization to taking other people's money. Say, why am I entitled to your wealth? And feminism just happens, that flavor is because I'm a woman and I'm oppressed, and we could talk victimhood politics and all that as well. But that's all feminism is really that. Now, then there's also because it has a victim oppressor dynamic to it, obviously, because the binary nature roughly of the entire population. If you're a female and you're oppressed, well, who's doing the oppressing? Men.
Yep.
And so now men are unconscious, institutional sexism and all this. And you're like, I've never done a thing.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, I've told women to major in STEM and actually close the wage gap. but feminism is just a lie. It's all it is Marxism. And I'd say about the only thing I could say beyond its political intentions or its economic intentions is that it has ruined coming up on three full generations of women, starting with the boomers, Gen X women, my generation. There are a lot of spinsters, Well, they are. we have.
This is true. Sex in the City lied.
Yeah.
They lied to them, man. But
you know who made? They made a lot of money on Sex in the City.
They did.
I want me them Oprah bucks.
Exactly.
I want me them Oprah bucks. But now, and I'm looking at it, and they've just kept turning it up and up and up. And now you got the millennial girls and now Gen Z girls. They're not. And Rollo talked about this last night, where there was that report where roughly half the women are expected to essentially be barren and unmarried between the ages of 18 and 45 or whatever. You are going to that has destroyed young women's lives. And I know. Women scream that they don't need men and that their career is more important and that their politics or their ideology and this and that, and you don't put a man, you can't rely on a man. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Have fun crying yourself to sleep at night. I mean, to give nature and biology, the bird, like saying, oh yeah, you're 2 million years. Well, screw you. This pissed off harpy boomer feminist over here 50 years ago said that I don't need it. And you can see it there. Do you guys remember the chart Rollo had where it showed women on antidepressants by age?
Yes, it's been going up. Yes.
I mean, it's like, okay, beat your chest, say, you know, you're a feminist and that's what your value is. But deep down inside, you're probably, there's a huge part of your hindbrain that is screaming and crying in pain because you didn't find a guy, you didn't fall in love, you didn't have kids. And if you did, you probably divorced the guy and you didn't even raise your effing children because you had to get back to a career and you couldn't wait to outsource them to the public schools or daycare. Bam. So that has destroyed three generations now of not just women, I would say families as well. And so we did women, feminism, and then
yep. And then next is going to be dating. But before we hit that, guys, first of all, that rant was epic.
That was fire.
So real quick, guys, today's episode was sponsored by Let's Get Checked. And Chris, can you throw the camera on Fresh real quick?
Boom.
As we struggle through this pitch. Okay, guys, okay. Here's a stat. Did you know, right, that healthy sperm counts have dropped by 50% in the last 40 years? Hormonal imbalances are a thing now, okay? A lot of you guys are becoming soy boys and you need to get your testosterone up and check it, okay? Also, do you know that one in four men over 30 are low in testosterone and have hormonal imbalances? Symptoms of hormonal imbalances may include collecting coins, being angry all the time, low energy or fatigue, erectile dysfunction, low sex drive, anxiety, and brain fog. Guys, we got the solution. I'd like to introduce you guys to our today's video. Let's get checked. Where you basically can get checked and make sure that you're not beta and that you're not low testosterone. Okay. 100%.
And also to add to that as well, right, guys, for example, there's four easy steps here, right? First thing is, once you get your kit, it's delivered to you. Once you get it delivered to you, you get the capsules here. And in the capsules, you do your sampling and you
collect your sample. Yep.
You give them your pee sample, of course, right? You send it back to them directly.
Not the other sample, guys.
There you go. And then once you send it back, you get results. And from there, you know your levels. And from there, you do a consult with someone over the phone, and they can tell you, for example, okay, you know what? You need more testosterone or you don't. At that point, guys, you know what you're dealing with, and you can work to suit. Because guess what? If you have low T levels, trust me when they say, in the bedroom, you're going to have some trouble. So there you go.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Let's Get Checked for sponsoring this podcast. We appreciate it, guys. I hope we did okay.
There you go.
We're probably going to lose our sponsorship now. But anyway, back to regularly scheduled programming.
There you go. We got super chats.
We got some super chats. All right. We got Ryan Acevedo with the $5 super chat. The college degree is dead. Worked in higher education for 2 years. It's a broken system that is too expensive. Silly hoops to jump for young kids. Absolutely. Thank you, Ryan. And we're going to talk about college here in a second, right after the dating. CJ, $2. What country do you think is best to retire in? We will get there as well. That's an excellent question. Chris, can you save that one too? Kevin Francis, $4.99 super chat. I use my GI Bill to major in black studies and creative writing at Columbia. Now I'm getting a trade. Here's your money, Aaron.
did he actually spend his GI Bill on that, or is he just joking?
He might be joking.
He might be trolling.
Oh, God, I hope he's joking.
Yeah. Aaron's economic wisdom taught me the only ring to invest in a woman is a Nuva ring. Nice. Iron Eagle with the $5 super chat.
There you go.
With the Zynga. Anything else? Okay, Manny Singh. Ask any woman if she'd rather have her dream job or her dream spouse / family. More often than not, she wants the latter. That's man.
If she's drunk and being honest,
the sample gets you 18 years of child support. Hey, yeah, facts. Shout out to Rollo Tomasi, man.
Oh man,
Rollo, where you at, man?
Rollo, why are you here?
Why aren't you here with us, bro?
Oh, you know what? He wants the food. Steak bites.
Yeah. Okay.
He wants to go eat.
Okay. anything else?
No, we're good.
We're caught up. Okay, so give us your views on dating.
The dating, it's how could I put it? It's a minefield. Mm-hmm. It's and that was the book of numbers. I mean, I knew it was bad 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I was playing the field and out there dancing and all that. And then I rely on a lot of my clients and friends of mine who are still dating. And then, I'm like, oh boy, it's even getting worse. And you hear stories and you got to be intellectually honest. Well, is that an anecdote? Is it really that bad? And then I went and I started doing the research for the book of numbers. And the one thing that just really opened my eyes to realize how bad it was is when I went through 900 dating profiles to find out what percent of the women had major deal breakers. And I came up with 8 major deal breakers. We're talking things about
let's do it.
Like STDs, leftist politics, worthless degrees. Obesity, the obvious one that's immediately accessible. Yeah. And so you're just whittling down and destroying the thing. I mean, so it ended up being like 2.7% of the 900 profiles. I think I found, was it 50, if 50 at all, whatever 2.7% of 900 was. And going through, and it was random. It wasn't like I was searching anything. The only thing I did was I did rural, city, and suburbs in three different towns, 100 apiece. So I got 900 to get a good statistical sampling. Yeah. And I was just, I'm not kidding. I was depressed where I'm like, they're fat. They're ugly.
Yeah.
They're bitchy.
Yep.
They are not, and I'm not trying to say this for shtick. They don't want a guy. They really just want to go there, stand on their soapbox and hope some, you know, Chris Pratt looking guy comes walking in with his millions of, and they are so far removed and so delusional from, they don't even consider that there's another party involved called the guy. Like, for example, I try to sell you on the merits of buying collectible coins.
Yes.
And you immediately question my masculinity. Now I have to say, okay, you know, Myron ain't going to buy these coins. I better sell them on the merits. I'm like, well, it's not really a statement of homosexuality. You invest in silver and diversify, and there's a fun collectible aspect to them. But I got to account for the fact I got to convince a separate human being brain willingly do it on his own.
Yeah.
Girls, the impression I got is that girls really think it's a shopping store. You go to the boyfriend store, the husband store, and I pick out this, and then I get it. So this disconnect, this inability to be, I don't know if it's apathetic or sympathetic, but be aware, it's the epitome of solipsism, where you're the only sentient entity that exists.
Yep.
And absolutely. Everything else is a video game or an NPC. And that was the most prominent thing and the most depressing thing I found when I did this 900 profile survey. And so looking at that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is as bad as all my friends and agents in the field and clients are telling me. And then the numbers just got worse the more I looked into different things and stuff like that. And so my opinion of the dating market and the dating scene right now is, let's be very careful. Women don't need you. And for the most part, they don't want you.
Yeah.
And they only want, and this is where I want you to write the Myron addendum at a later edition for the book. And I think your research and your numbers are very on the vanguard of things.
Oh yeah. I try.
Unless you are indeed a top alpha type of male.
Yeah.
These girls have no interest in you.
Yep.
And because they can get a sampling, they can share an alpha instead of have their own beta.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, you're also competing against their career and themselves and their politics and other agency point and purpose in life reasons they've been given to live by what they've been told. And then also they got the government to bail them out as a lender of last resorts of sorts. Facts. where they really don't need you and they're programmed not to want you. And unless you are the perfect man that they were told that they are entitled to, they have no interest. And
6'5" Chad, nice teeth.
Yeah.
Muscular. Right.
666. Whatever. I mean, it's
well, women, I'll tell you this, Aaron, like when we bring women on our late night podcast, one of the questions we like to ask is, well, what do you want in a guy? And man, it's amazing. I think one woman has described a guy that is not in the top 3 or 5%.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we tell them, we ask them, what do you want? Then we ask them, what percentage of men do you think actually meet these requirements? And it's crazy to see the disconnect. They're thinking like, one girl said 65% of guys are 6'5".
Yeah.
And I was like, what? No. Like,
stupid.
She also like, said her ideal guy is 6'5".
You're talking less than 1% of the population.
She right said now. That was like every guy.
Hilarious, man. So the delusion is real. Like more I've like actually talk to women and actually ask them these questions, I'm like, wow. This is why they stay single.
And you know what's shocking? I think we know this right up here, but I still can't believe it. Like how disconnect, like it can't be. They can't be that dumb. They can't be this untethered from reality.
Exactly.
Like
stupid.
The income requirements, roughly women need, not want, need a guy to make about 65 grand a year.
Okay. Yep.
And then you look at the Bell distribution curve of single men, not married men, single men. And it's only something like 15% of men make that. And especially if you're a younger guy, when you typically would be considered getting married, you're even making less than that.
Yeah.
So if you're talking men between 18 and 45, you're making less on average than the 46 to retired or dead. And so this delusion, this disconnect, which I still have a hard time believing, but it's real. This has rendered the dating market, I would say, almost a non-starter. And unless you're going to put the time and effort into becoming a true top dog alpha,
yeah.
And I cannot emphasize,
you must become
high value.
I cannot emphasize this enough. You have to do that for yourself. You cannot do it for women.
Yes.
Because if you do it for women, you will not know why or be able to engage or deal with these girls. You have to do it for yourself. So whether you get the girl or not, whether you save the princess or not, you're making your six figs or whatever amount you want to make. You have no debt. You're in good physical shape, not just to look sexy, but you're actually also healthy. You have, you know, your heart's in good condition. You don't have diabetes and stuff like that. And also psychologically accomplished, where it's like, okay, who am I? What do I want to do? And that's a long journey. Like, yeah. I get these kids 20 years old. What should I major in? I'm like, well, kid, I guess you better go research and wander in the desert some bit. But that answer doesn't, you don't go to the purpose and reason store, buy your purpose and reason. Oh, I will become a dentist or a coin collector. And that is more important to achieve. And then if you happen to be a high value alpha, okay, now you're in the dating market.
Yeah.
But that says nothing about marriage or LTRs or anything like that, which is a whole different ball of wax.
That was
powerful.
Epic.
Damn, son, powerful, where'd you find this?
I didn't want to interrupt. And guys, by the way, I got some messages about the Let's Get Checked. The link is below, guys. Click the link if you guys want to get the kit to test out your testosterone. Yes. But so let's transition over.
The super chats, sorry.
Oh, super chats. Okay. Nonstop Trey, $362. Girls nowadays are what's that say? Fur mommies. Okay. Fur mommies. And plant moms. LOL. Thank you for that, Nonstop Dre. Again, Nonstop Dre, I've sent Cappy a lot of real profiles near me.
There you go. He has. Yeah. He's one of the guys who will send me, like, look at this. I'm like, I
can't believe.
We got Tony Ocasio in the house, $10 super chat. Hey, fresh and fit. In your opinion, do you think in between the next two to five years, monogamous relationships between older women and younger guys will still be the norm? No, man. It won't. It will definitely not be. We can answer that one right here.
There you go.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
We are good to go.
All right. Cool. So let's go over to money.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your thoughts on cryptocurrency?
I like
I know it. John's watching. Going to watch this. But, shots MLD.
I like it.
Yeah.
The problem is it's not a known quantity or known entity just yet. Mm-hmm. And it's not widely accepted. And I'm kind of, it's not that I'm middle of the road. I think I just kind of assess it correctly. I think it's a great vehicle to be able to get your wealth out of an oppressive country or an oppressive state.
Yeah, that's actually a good way to think.
And that's that. If you ever look at when it was Vietnam and India started putting capital controls on their citizens, what you could and could not take out of the country in terms of gold and all that. Well, once you start limiting what people can remove from the country that is technically yours, they're like, do I really own this? And so, and then you get Biden elected and also money printer Gober when you print off, you know, you quadruple the money supply.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So people are kind of like, huh? And there's an element of sensationalism to it. It's popular. It's an interesting topic. So there's always going to be these people that would buy just out of curiosity or maybe. But I'm thinking there's increasingly more and more smart money going into it because they fear communists taking their stuff and taking it. Like, I need to be able to outsource my wealth, somehow get it past borders in case they take my home, they implement 80% tax rates. So I think that is what you're starting to see is a couple people not using it as a currency, but an insurance policy, very much like silver or gold or other precious metals, where it's like, well, okay, if the economy goes to shit and we're in a post-apocalypse, you know, and the dollar loses value or the yen loses value, or the euro loses value, we're going to go back to the old school currencies like that. So there's fear is essentially what's driving cryptocurrencies, I would say now. And I would also say that cryptocurrency is probably more legitimate than a lot of people think. My main complaint about them is that you could create one tomorrow. And I don't know how many there are now. There's like 2,000 or 3,000 of them. But if you think about not just the US dollar, but yen, yuan, pesos, take any currency, The U.S. banking system, like, do you guys have any cash on you right now?
No.
I don't. None.
I gave it to the homeless last night.
Did you give it to the homeless guy last night? You mean yeah. Rollo? That's it. Oh, long hair.
That's Rollo Tomasi's in the building, by the way, guys.
Here. Yeah, he's right here.
He's not homeless. Is he staying with you tonight?
Yeah, right, man. My home is open to all.
Oh, he got
home.
Oh,
yes. Oh, right in the back.
Look at that.
Yeah. What's up to the people?
Rollo, how many dicks did you suck to get that?
Oh, shit. Oh, here we go.
That's a lot of peanuts. That's a lot of peanuts. Did you brush your teeth?
Shots fired.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah,
was,
we're talking about crypto.
Let me point out something about cryptocurrency that hopefully, and this helps people understand cryptocurrency. Yeah. If they don't really fully understand it. None of us really have cash anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And we have dollars, and they're created and stored digitally. And when I take, say, my PayPal account, mm-hmm. and I transfer $2,000 from my PayPal account to my bank account, all that really is, you know, there's not 2,000 physical dollars being transferred. All that is an accounting, a ledger, where PayPal says, okay, bank, we're going to give you 2,000 of Aaron's money. Bank acknowledges, okay, we have 2,000 of your money. And then my PayPal balance goes down by 2,000. My bank account goes up by 2,000. And what you find out is that currency, especially today with digital and internet, and electronic technology, it's really just a large accounting system of who transferred what to who.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That's it.
Very little hard cash.
And yep. If you look at the probably multi-trillion dollar infrastructure that goes into that, think about what goes into ensuring that to the penny, although there might be some loss, that your bank account balance and that the super chats we get over here go into your account and that it's all square and kosher, that requires trillions in labor in terms of accountants over time.
Yep.
Auditors, banks have to be set up to store and say you have to have a physical bank. Now you have to have a physical location. Investment banks,
FDIC, pay them.
You got to pay them. Clearing houses.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and you got tills. I mean, you know, I feel
you gotta pay the FBI to go after the bank robbers.
Right. Well, yeah. I feel bad for these poor kids that gotta like actually do cash. It's like, what? Who is accepting cash anymore?
So well, Rollo does obviously still.
Well,
use
yeah,
cash.
But that's for the tricks behind the dumpster. But anyway, what cryptocurrency does is it's a complete and total accounting ledger mm-hmm. that does not require banks. Or now it still requires exchanges, but it does require banks. It doesn't require a central bank. It doesn't require a printing press. And you don't have to do any debits and credits and accounts to keep because it's all taken care of by that blockchain technology. And if we can get to that level where we all, for whatever reason, saying kumbaya in the world, and we said, we're going to settle on Ethereum or we're going to settle on Bitcoin, that would eliminate a lot of what I would say by today's technological standards is dead weight. Mm-hmm. In the economy, and we could, you know, you don't need 80% of your accountants anymore.
Yep.
You know, well, you might need it for balance sheets for your own analytical purposes. But that is the real value of a cryptocurrency is that yeah. we have one ledger. We all agree. We don't have to sit here and count pennies in a till. And there's drawbacks to it too. It could be easily controlled by a government or a dictator or a global government or stuff like that. But there is some genuine technological and I would also say economic merit to cryptocurrencies if they're legit. But we're so early. I know cryptocurrency has been around what, 9 years, 8 years?
It's been a while,
but yeah. we're still in an embryonic stage of figuring it out. So I with it, and it shows in its volatility. I'm not, I don't endorse like saying people should buy crypto now, but I do take the same approach I do with silver. It's like yeah. part of your investment portfolio should include some crypto.
Right.
Along with silver and gold, which is not gay.
Go ahead.
So do you have some as well?
Yeah.
Okay. You have some crypto?
Yeah. Do you know? Okay. So I bought at 800.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Keeping it for
then,
a minute.
Then it went down and I started taking payments at Asshole Consulting in crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it was down to like 50 or 35 bucks. And so I started bringing some in, and then I, like everyone else, okay, I'm not going to bother with that anymore. And then all of a sudden it shot up to 20,000 at one time. Now it's up to 40.
Yeah.
So I have like, you know, 2/3 of a crypto, because I sold it at 14,000 to buy some land so I could build my house.
Boom.
But yeah, it was like, I picked it up for a song, and now it's, you know, what is it? 40, 50,000?
It's like maybe about 50,000.
Is it 50,000? Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you got off Rocky. Lucky, yeah, man.
Late, awesome. High 40s. I'll look at it right now. That's exactly awesome, what it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, super chats.
We got super chats. Okay, yeah. Let's hit them real quick. There are certain places I call honey traps. They include dating apps and dance clubs, places where that bait guys into giving out one way attention. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ben Jones, $5. Everyone give Cappy the same super chat love you gave Rolo. Maybe he'll move to Miami instead of North Dakota.
Yeah, man.
Here you go.
Looking forward to Smokehouse, the 499 super chat. Thank you so much. Looking forward to reading Reconnaissance Man and Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty. By the way, my dad has made money from coins. Keep up the good work, fellas. Thank you, Smokehouse. Robert Lee, Aaron, Boss, Clary in the building with the Fresh and Fit crew. When are we going to see Rolo, Clary, Rich, Ryan, and Emily and MLD strolling through Miami with y'all? Don't worry. Hopefully this year. And yep, we got 1,000 live viewers, by the way, guys.
All right. Hey, there you go. Okay.
Down the monk, so you guys monk, actually monk. Do like Aaron. Like the video, guys. I really don't want to stop this because we're on a roll here. A lot of value getting thrown out. Don DeMarco. Hey, Cappy. Thanks for all your books. They're awesome. Also, how do I get the girls? Please press the Don DeMarco button. Hashtag Fresh and Fit Fam for life.
There you go.
Oh, where do I? This one right here? All right.
And he hit the lie detector button at the same time. we got Fred Friedman, so well, 499. I read an article by this economist called Krugman. He was brilliant in his wealth tax and retroactive tax arguments. Has Clary read Krugman? We will get to that. We got Link. Save the princess now. You're talking my language, Cappy. LOL, Fresh and Fit. I missed the High Value Academy, but I was really interested in your financial part of the course. Is there any way to pay to have the course access to that now? Link. Hit up Fresh, dude.
Yeah,
hit
Link. Fresh. Just send me a DM. We can go from there. Also,
because we're actually going to have a Zoom call with Cappy right after
Link
this.
Link just upgraded his Patreon, so he's like there now.
Oh, welcome, dude. Welcome to the fam. Link. We appreciate it. Welcome to all the new patrons that are coming, man.
Thank you for your patronage.
Okay, Andy on the block, Canadian, $2. I tell people into DCA, into BTC, and ETH to start. Absolutely, that's what I tell people too. Kevin Francis, 499 super chat. Now, yeah, I actually got those degrees and legit almost got a French toast PhD. Yep, thank you. Angry Bosch, $5. Peace and love, crew. Thank you, Angry Bosch. And yeah, guys, for the people in the High Value Academy, we are going to have Aaron Clary in a Zoom call. We'll probably go for about 30, 45 minutes or so.
10 minutes.
We got to eat. My stomach is growling. Rolo's here. And we're going to just go.
Yeah, you got to get breakfast.
Yeah, I got to get. Yeah, I woke up. Yeah.
Yo, he was like, yo, real talk, right? This is a quick story. So Aaron's downstairs,
expose
right?
Me.
I'm like, yo, you going to the studio? He's like, yeah, but is Myron awake? Is Myron there? I was like, oh, he's probably sleeping. He's like, sleeping? Is he really a vampire? Come downstairs, right? Sees Myron and says, good morning. I'm like, bro, 6 p.m.
I work the night shift. I know what it's like.
Oh, man. That's funny. Well, the people, I got receipts. People saw me yesterday. I was testing out some new stuff on StreamYard. They saw me like, oh, these guys really don't sleep at 6 a.m.
No, he works so ungodly hours, bro. Mm-hmm. It's
thank
insane.
You so much, guys. I appreciate the support because we want to give you guys the best goddamn show.
Yep.
We just got new equipment that just came in now. We ain't messing around out here.
And guys, wait till you see Monday who's going to be here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be big.
I don't even know who's going to be here Monday. So
wait, I'm not me. They'll never know.
I'm leaving Friday.
Damn it. Okay, cool.
Well, but we're here for another show.
Yeah,
on tomorrow. Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, we're going to kidnap Aaron and Rolo and make them stay longer. Don't worry, guys.
There you go.
We got the black bags ready. All right, watch video with the $10 super chat. Glad you guys got Aaron Clarion here. Big fan. Absolutely, bro.
Yeah,
guys,
fans?
As much as I might like make jokes about, you know, coins or whatever, let me tell you guys, son, I am a fan. You know what I mean? Like, I read Bachelor Pad Economics about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
I thought it was a phenomenal book. The breakdown on time that you have, because that breakdown he gave you guys, that's also in the book as far as like what money is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I advise every young guy to read two books. The Rational Male and Bachelor Pad Economics. Understand women, understand money.
Boom.
That's going to give you a great foundation for the rest of your life. Okay, what else? Are we good?
Here we go.
All right. So we talked about cryptocurrency. Let's transition over to precious metals. Silver. You know, that sounded
like why Batman? Why Batman?
See, Aaron's old enough to know where that came from.
Guns fired, baby.
Okay.
So
can you tell us a little bit about collecting coins, silver, gold, metals in general?
Right. There's two general ways. The more practical way for most people tuning in would be to get a position in precious metals. Mm-hmm. And the reason is similar to cryptocurrency, or at least why I say you should have some cryptocurrency, is because you want to hedge against an inflating dollar or inflating currency, depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. And the logic behind it is, for all of human existence until we had fiat currency, that precious metals, copper, gold, iron even at one time, and silver, and it ended up becoming default gold and silver were, and copper were our basic units of currency. If the fiat currency collapses, which there's an incredible track record of that happening because they always print off more money. Zimbabwe did it recently, Venezuela. They think it's not going to happen to them. I don't know why, but usually the fiat currencies will collapse or they'll be hyperinflated away. And to maintain your purchasing power, to maintain the time that you gave up, sacrificed to somebody else for labor, mm-hmm. to maintain its purchasing power, you have to invest in different things. And normally when you invest, like say you buy a house, that will naturally inflate with inflation over time. It could go up and down, but it will generally keep up with inflation. Mm-hmm. Investing in stocks will also generally keep up with inflation, historically speaking anyway. But if you wanted something that was liquid and an actual currency, precious metals is another option that you might want to consider. They don't pay dividends. They don't pay interest. So some people argue you should invest in bonds or stocks or real estate investment trusts. And that's certainly true. But the other thing that precious metals have is that in a truly post-apocalyptic world, they're going to have their value again. Now, bullets will have more value to begin with.
Of course.
But when things settle down and there's that you're going to go back to silver and gold. And so for that, you know, shit hits the fan scenario, I recommend people have precious metals. There, how much? I always recommend people have 200 ounces of silver per mm-hmm. person. Some people like gold. I don't like gold because it's too valuable. Like it's not that divisible. It won't be that practical of a currency. I also recommend junk silver, where you go get a bunch of old pre-64 coins in the United States that have some amount of silver in them. And they're not as nice or as large as the 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coins. That'd be more divisible. And I even recommend, if you have kids or if you're really bored, grab a bag of pennies from your local bank, spill it out on the table, say, kid, put all the 1982 and later pennies over here, put all the 81 and before pennies over there, and now you got copper.
Bam.
And I think that would be a very
game changer right there.
Right. And so
that's a gem right there, guys.
Yeah. And what's great about that is when you get older and you're the grandfather, mm-hmm. they'll come up and tell their kids, like, yeah, you know what your grandfather made me do? No, he came in with 1,000 pennies and made me sort it out. And then you have a story to tell as well as that. Then when it comes, the second reason you might want to consider collecting coins, that's just for the hobby-like aspect, because like cards or stamps, some coins have mint errors or are rarer than others, and you can buy them for more than just their silver value or their precious metal value. It's more for the collector value. And most people find it a boring hobby. I enjoyed it as a kid, and so I have quite a impressive coin collection, but that's just for a hobby that serves no economic or financial purpose, beyond the fun.
Cool. Fair enough, man. No, because I had never, and guys, I'm seriously considering getting precious metals now, because I was like, I knew about it, but I didn't know too much. And then Aaron schooled me yesterday. So I'm like, all right, I guess I got to get 200 ounces of silver.
Well, and keep in mind that another fun thing to do is sometimes jewelry works well. A lot of guys will wear their silver or their gold. People can steal it, obviously, but that's another thing. Like, you know, if you want to get a nice gold watch or a nice silver watch, and you know, something that's practical beyond just, because just silver, it just sits there. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do a show. It doesn't sing.
Right.
It just sits there, and then you're like, okay, I need the silver. But if you want to wear some jewelry or
a watch
or a nice necklace, yeah.
How about real estate? What's your views on real estate investing and putting your money into
it? It really depends, because Miami is going to be a different market than North Dakota, and North Dakota is going to be different than Dallas, and Dallas will be different than Vegas. Generally speaking, and this is why Reconnaissance Man is such an important book, is you want to stop renting as soon as possible. It still oftentimes pays to rent, especially if you're a single guy or single gal. Mm-hmm. Maybe the house isn't what you want to consider. But inevitably, you're probably going to find a place you want to live, and inevitably, you're going to want to have your own place. Not necessarily because you want to have your own place, because predominantly money printer go burr. And you could see this. I feel bad for the millennials because they came in roughly Obama era, and they just printed off a ton of money.
Yep.
And okay, we're going to help you with your student loans, and we're gonna make college affordable, and we're gonna you know, we're just print off money.
Yep.
And
stupid.
So that money inevitably made its way into the housing market over the course of time. Mm-hmm. And when millennials came out of college and they, you know, went through their standard 20s of struggling and trying to find, okay, now they're in their 30s, like, we'd like to buy a house. Well, guess what happened to house prices? You made the money supply go up by 500%. Shock. Housing is up 500%. And when housing goes up by 500%, you know what else goes up by 500%? Rent.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep. Oh, rent's too high. It's like, well, then maybe you shouldn't have voted to print off five times the amount of money supply.
Oh, so man.
What this presents young people today is unfortunately an issue. It's, you're no longer investing. Like, we have been so far removed from the fundamentals. Like, when you are looking at that property, you're looking at a rate of return of 14%. You're looking at cash flow.
Yep.
And it does this amount of money in my pocket each month or each year warrant the price that
Aaron also helped me out with my property as well. We're talking to that. I'm under contract on a property right now, guys. And I was talking with Aaron about numbers. Sorry, go ahead.
So that makes sense. That makes logically. If you're going to look at a stock, you look, okay, what are the earnings? What are the dividends? What are the debts look like? That's gone now. It's gone. And housing was, what were the rents that it could generate? Now what I'm afraid of is that you're going to have to get into the market somehow, be it the stock market or real estate, just to maintain your purchasing power over time. Because, for example, I bought my house. Well, my first, I'll give you a perfect example. We'll start from my very first house to when I just sold my last house. I paid 160 grand for my first house in 2001. Mm-hmm. I sold my house for $350,000.
Nice.
All right. The day before I moved into my first home, you know what I was paying for rent?
What?
$333 for a nice studio apartment in downtown Minneapolis.
What?
Okay. I get, now, that was 20 years ago, admittedly, but I get out. You know what I'm paying for rent now until my house is built?
What?
$1,340 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's been some advances in construction technology, but the apartment is not four times better than the one I had 20 years ago. It's like, oh, that's a nice faucet. Yeah. Well, those are fancy millennial looking lights that you got over at the Use It Center or whatever. But that's not four times the value. All that was more money being printed up. And if I had not invested in my house back then, I'd have nowhere near the amount of wealth that I do now.
Right.
And what a lot of people don't understand is like, oh, well, I'll just rent. And I'll get into housing sometime. It's like you almost have to get into housing or some other asset as early as you can when you should, not early as possible, so that you can basically hedge yourself against inflation, because that's where a disproportionate amount of the money will go, is housing. There's other ways to do it where you don't have to actually own a home. You can invest in a real estate investment trust and get the exposure there.
Like a syndicate.
Yeah, it's a mutual fund of properties. That's it. You can invest in the S&P 500 or whatever index you want. It doesn't really matter. And that, you know, the stock market, I'll give you another perfect example. Shock, the stock market is up 500% since its bottom, and we printed off 500% more money. Did the stocks really go up because Procter & Gamble or GE is five times more profitable now? Mm. No, there's just five times the amount of money chasing it. So you're not even investing in your 401k or IRA anymore for fundamentals. You're just throwing it in there, kind of in a Weimar Republic, if you remember that, where you'd get paid in midday and wheelbarrows full of money, and you go buy a chair. because if you waited till the end of the day.
That's what happened in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it happened, I think Yugoslavia as well. Where you have to convert that cash immediately into something tangible, anything tangible, so you maintain its value. This is kind of a slow burner version of that, if we're going to print off, you know, 60% money supply increase every year because of COVID or whatever, that will inevitably find itself into asset prices. Mm-hmm. And so you're not investing because, oh, I made $500. Like, I didn't make $350,000 on my house. because I got to go spend $450,000 on the new one, even though my original one cost $160,000. So that is the unfortunate investing landscape young people today face. Is it's like you're not even getting like a real rate of return. It's just to stay to keep your purchasing power even.
Wow, man. Okay, so we got some super chats. Yes, Myron, Nocturnal Habits, get him an energy drink. Shout out to Roberto F. That is our guy.
Roberto.
Shout out to Roberto, part of the Fresh and Fit team behind the scenes helping us, guys. All those awesome emails you guys see, he writes them. So if it spells bad, make fun of him if he misspells anything. John Wheeler, $15. Drop me by paying tuition. Tom Likas put me on to Aaron's book. Great stuff. Oh, wow.
Tom Likas long ago. When I was just getting my pubes in, you know, like you guys. I wrote Worthless, and I was like looking for people to advertise with. Yeah. And Likas, man, you know why he has more money than all of us?
Why?
Well,
why?
The guy is a pro. He will get back to you. And because I was trying to contact different podcasters and people to advertise. Tom Likas's staff, Dino and
Dino and
Gary.
We're trying to get a hold of him, Eric. Can you help us?
I probably got Gary's email somewhere. Yeah.
Can you get him on the show?
I don't think I could get him on the show, but we have a professional relationship. Okay. And Tom Likas was like, yeah, let's advertise
your promise book. To not put a black bag on his head at the airport. No, we promise.
But he was my first advertiser, and it was worth every penny because sales went through the roof. He does a good job with the script. Gary and Dino get back to you. And so, reach out to Tom Likas if you want to advertise. Absolutely.
It's funny because he's the reason why I left my marriage. He's the reason why I'm here today, because without him, I would not phone the right bill.
Yeah. And I know some guys are probably wondering, wait, Fresh was married? Yeah, he was, guys. To a single mom. let's keep going with the super chat. I'll give you some ammo. Leprechaun jokes, okay, bro.
You cut all the leprechaun jokes.
Any more?
Chris? No, we have them.
Oh, we're good. Okay, all right. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Some basic tips for guys in budgeting. Obviously, you're a well-known minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tips you would give young guys as far as like budgeting, minimalism? Yeah. How to save their money.
Right. I could tell you all day what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to commit to doing it. It's like dieting or working out. So don't bother if you're not going to do it. Okay. But the number one thing, spend less than you make. That would be the number one thing.
That's where all money problems stem
from. If people didn't spend more than they made, we would have no financial problems. If people didn't borrow money, there'd be no such thing as bankruptcy. There'd be no, at least credit caused financial collapses. Just spend less than you make. If you're going to go into debt, make sure the money you are taking is invested in an investment that pays a higher rate of interest than what you're paying on that debt. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you are borrowing money for a car, or you're borrowing money through your credit card to buy clothes, you are a complete effing moron and need to stop, right? Those things do not go up in value. They do not pay for any, especially the cars. And this is especially for the boys out there. I know all the boys want to get the girls. And you think having a fancy car, plus men do like fancy cars. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But that is probably the second biggest mistake men make, is they buy cars they can't afford. They lease, which is even more of a shame. We go down there. There's plenty of Ferraris and things like that. Guarantee you 90% of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
90% of them are faking. Cause we saw some 26-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Like that's your dad's Ferrari. If that even.
Yeah.
So
people buy cars outright.
Yeah. Pay cash. Okay. Absolutely. There's an entire chapter in Bachelor Pad Economics where I go over my technique, where I will set the range on Auto Trader or Car Soup. I'll set the range to the United States. Because there's a car out there somewhere with low miles and under $5,000.
Yes.
And it's usually worth flying out there
to get it and drive it back. I remember you talking about that in the book, and I was like, that's, and here's the thing. I still have my old Honda that I had since college.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the crapper now, but like I drove that thing since 2014, and I have purposely not been trying to, I've been trying to stave off buying a car, especially being here in Brickell. And I agree that like an automobile expense is a huge unnecessary expense, unless like you're for tax break purposes or something, like it's for a business. That's one thing, but. Yeah.
So the cars, I would avoid that. But just in general, the rule is you don't borrow money for something that doesn't pay you back.
Bam.
And another thing, like for third largest mistake, the number one financial mistake women make, is if you're going to borrow money to go to school, by God, it better pay you back.
Better. Damn.
And don't major in the liberal arts. Don't major in social sciences. Go into engineering. Go into accounting. And if you don't know, don't go. Go work.
There you go. Landscape. I like that. Go, if you don't know, don't go. Some of you are going to college undecided. And honestly, those days are done. You can't do that no more.
Yeah. And so, you know, that would be another a major one. And then what we did.
Okay.
We did spend less than you make. We have don't borrow money. Don't buy do drugs cars. Well, drugs and common sense stuff.
What about dropping expenses that you don't need?
Yeah. Oh, always cut your expenses. Yeah. And what you need to do is you need to have some. This is why I said finding your point and purpose in life is one of the most important things you can do. Not only because then you can interact with women and know where you're going in life, but if you know what you want to do, you don't need things. Like, you know, okay, I'm not like some Spartan minimalist that doesn't have stuff. I have a motorcycle. It's used, but I have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I'll spend the money on good food because I didn't have good food.
We're going to get good food after this.
Yeah.
Yes. And Aaron ain't spending no money.
Hey! There you go. Hey! So, but yeah, just getting rid of all the expenses. But what really helps with that is having something else in life. Like, I got my career. I get to go and do this. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, I think I will go for a motorcycle ride. Or, I get to work on this project and I came home and this project is finished. Oh, maybe I will fly to Hawaii and enjoy my life a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if you are, which most Americans are, using things and consumption as a substitute for point and purpose in life. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example.
Yep.
Do you understand why women spend 10 times the amount on a purse or a handbag because it has that OC on it or the Chanel sign?
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Well, no, but because they got nothing else.
Exactly. Because they're stupid.
They think, well, the other girls are going to see it, or the Lululemon stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or, they call it therapy shopping.
Yeah, right. They even got it. Yeah. Well, therapy stupid. For what? Maybe you should have a dick inside of you and maybe fall in love. I don't know. But, maybe have kids. Maybe have someone, but to have things, to have stuff. And men are also, I got a Ferrari. I got a Lamborghini, that kind of thing.
That's me.
Do you have one?
No, I'm saying that's going to be me.
Well, you better pay cash for it. You better pay cash.
Listen, man.
Here comes the rationalization.
Listen, man.
Yes,
hamster time.
Married to a single mom.
Exotic.
Person.
Shots fired.
Oh.
Roller, get him. By the way, you can hack cars, man. Same way how you hack your lifestyle, you can hack cars. That's all I'm going to say.
No, we know Rich Cooper, and he goes, as long as you do it right.
Yeah,
there's a way to get exotic cars without messing yourself up. Yeah. But I'll keep it real. Most of the time when guys get exotic cars, it's the way that Aaron's talking about. That
they just buy
counterproductive to you.
Lease it.
Yeah.
Throw money away.
So, all right. So, Aaron, I got one last one.
Hold on, we got some chats.
Super chats. Okay. And we had questions too. We're going to do a shotgun round of all the questions. We got Chris Garcia, $20 super chat, showing my support for the Fresh and Fit crew. Aaron sharing a wealth of knowledge here. Thanks for sharing. And thank you, Chris,
for the super chat.
You get a Don DeMarco. Nonstop Dre again. 360. $2 Cappy is sponsored by Spirit Airlines and New Balance.
You know what?
You fucking James guy.
I got my New Balance shoes here. I went running.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Running in your neighborhood.
You got those dad New Balances, the white ones?
I had the white ones. Hold on. Hang on.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Now, look. Even worse. It's even worse than that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you the story about my white New Balance shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the gym I belonged to before COVID, they said recycle shoes because sometimes you have these purist runners, and like if there's not a perfect amount, or they only put 100 miles on there, and then they get rid of them.
Oh yeah.
So there's this box of shoes. And I'm like, used shoes, man. So I'm like going through it, and I saw like it's got some good tread on it. Well, they were white New Balance shoes, and they were my size, and I must have put on at least 200 more miles on those things. So I hiked up. Frenchman Peak in Vegas, which is just outside of Nellis Air Force Base. I'm looking over, and there's actually a little chair up on one of the ridges. So I'm sitting there, and I got my little feet sticking out like this. And I took a picture of the valley with my feet. And a female fan of mine, she's like, "What are you, an effing boomer with the white? Are those New Balance?" I'm like, "Yeah, they're New Balance." So I got gut for that, but they're good shoes. So I went through those, and I got a new pair of New Balance shoes. I have that. And then I forgot what the other old boomer thing I did was, but yeah, there's nothing wrong
yelling with yelling at the clouds.
No, not yelling at the clouds.
You goddamn clouds!
They have, especially in Miami.
But I do some other cheap stuff that I'm sure would shock and appall people, like wearing New Balance shoes, but they're fine shoes. Like,
well, hey, man, what's shoes. Your hobby, man?
We got CJ with the files, super chat. How many credit cards do you think a man should have? Which ones do you recommend? What's the maximum credit limit you recommend?
Oh, I would recommend one, maybe two, in case your credit card is not accepted at gas stations, you know, Shell or whatever.
Okay.
No more than that. I have three because I have two companies. So I have my one personal, and then I have one for each company. Mm. And then
Asshole Consulting. Asshole Consulting on the card?
No, it doesn't. No, that'd be funny. It's cool though when people are like, "Well, what's your email address?" Like Aaron.Clary@AssholeConsulting. But the reason I do that is for accounting purposes.
Yeah,
like
course,
that's just
course,
good business. Is, you know, this is for business. This is for personal. Yeah, do not commingle. Yep. And then the balance, I have to like sometimes contact the credit card company and say I didn't ask for an increase. I don't have a balance more than 3,000. That's my limit. Mm-hmm. In case it gets stolen. Now, of course, they have like guarantee and you know, like if it gets stolen,
fraud alert.
Fraud alert and stuff like
that.
It
is 2021.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you. Would you like a pair of New Balance?
I would like a pair. I want to go back into 1985.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I keep the limit pretty low simply because I don't want to spend that much money.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it because I rarely hit the limit. Usually, if I'm buying something that I need, like a computer or whatever.
Yeah.
But for those of you who have trouble spending, get a low limit credit card.
There you go.
You know, yep. And get it. And the interest rate shouldn't matter. Why should the interest rate not matter?
Because you
ain't paying interest. Time.
You pay it.
You're not paying interest, guys.
You pay it every effing month, and you just get to use it. You get points. I think
you get free money.
Yeah, look at points. If you can get traveling expense or whatever,
and we will talk about that in the High Value Academy, guys. Don't worry, I am a credit card snob, so I'll be helping you guys with that. Nonstop Dre. Well, wait, Cappy has female fans. JK, LOL.
I have several.
So let's hit some of those questions from earlier.
Telegram check.
They're in Telegram. Okay. So guys, because we had some super chats earlier that came through, so we want to make sure that we have them for you guys. So first question, Gordon W., any advice for 30-year-olds switching careers from warehouse work to software engineering? Also thoughts on Dave Ramsey, baby steps.
I like the fact he's switching out of warehouse work to software engineering. Yeah. Probably go start with a degree in computer science. Also, test it first. You know, maybe I know a lot of people don't like boot camps and this is where you get into the world of IT spurgs, where I'll give a bit of advice and they go, yeah, well, technically, it's like, look, please,
as a matter of fact,
just for the,
oh, no.
Yeah, for the first time in your life, will you please touch a woman's vagina and just get the F out of here? Anyway, if you can either self-instruct yourself to, you know, a language or go online or go through Coursera or take an actual boot camp, whatever, doesn't have to be the best. You'll at least be exposed, and in like 6 weeks hardcore time at a boot camp, let's just assume the most rigorous, you'll know for certain whether you should even bother going to get your bachelor's degree.
There you go. Okay.
What great thing about software engineering programming in general, you don't need the degree. It does help, but it's whether you – so you can be an autodidactic one that teaches themselves. But I would just hold off on college or, you know, take a couple classes at the community college. Mm-hmm. You know, just one or two, just as, you know, because it's fun going and talking to people when they let us back into the, you know, the real world. And then just take it step by step, see if it's what you want to do. And then if you're like, oh, yeah, this is it, fine. School. And you should have some programming skills that you could do some low-level programming.
Just add to that as well, just add to your point. So my degree is in computer science, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's funny because at my job, there were guys that didn't have a degree. I got the job from their projects that they did.
Right.
And then the guys that were in school, like all they had was a degree, but didn't have experience. Mm. So you're right. You don't have to go to school to get those jobs. And then also as well regarding taking your time, like I could have spent that time learning myself and learning a specific language rather than a general observation.
Theory or concept, right.
And it's all theory. Mm-hmm. So if you learn yourself in your projects, employers value that way more than a degree.
Right, right. So, and that's one of the benefits of choosing that degree. And then as for David Ramsey's baby steps, yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, I like Dave Ramsey a lot.
Nice. Okay.
He's nicer than me.
I'm sure he is.
He's Christian. Yeah. He doesn't curse. I'm more fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, he's good. I
Awesome. Aaron Clary owns my prostate. $5 super chat. Aaron, read all your books. Great work. Thoughts on lawmakers making their move on crypto?
I don't always, I don't pay attention to the news. So yeah. What are they making laws? Passing?
Yeah, like it's like, you know, now the IRS is going to start taxing it finally. You know, the government's actually starting to acknowledge cryptocurrency now. You know, we got, you know, Elon Musk invested a couple billion. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to the best Fresh and Fit Chris and your guest. What age did he decide this was a career for him? At what age?
I didn't decide. It felt like the ballroom dance instructor thing, mm-hmm. that was just going to be a side gig.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some beer money. And my first class, I ended up making $350 an hour because so nice. Many people signed up for class. And then the book thing was also like accidental, where all of a sudden PJ Media promoted my book Worthless mm-hmm. because they liked it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I'm making thousands of dollars a month.
Nice. Bam.
Yeah. And then Asshole Consulting. It's just, which is why a naked leprechaun with a foot fetish who collects coins might just work.
It could.
So the Asshole Consulting, I remember I was driving back from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm going through the middle of Kansas at night, and I didn't have any radio or podcasts on. And I'm just like, you know, all these emails I get, I don't have time to answer. I'm like, what if I was just to be myself and be a dick and start charging? Like, look, I ain't got time. I'm bigger and I don't have time for this. You people, you peons better pay me for my genius. And yeah. I'm like, I bet you I could get a couple bucks. So I got back home. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, I was working security for a buddy of mine at the time. Yeah. I had my laptop out, working night shift like you do. Mm-hmm. And I think in 4 hours, I set up the domain, programmed this wonderful yeah. website that is just the most professional looking website at assholeconsulting.com. Mm-hmm. Email service, all that other stuff, PayPal, bada, bada, ba. And then I think by day three, I'm like, I'll make a couple hundred bucks a month. At day three, I had like $400 in the PayPal account. I'm like, ooh. Oh, and it just goes to show. Well, it's kind of similar. Like, we could do what we're told to do, go to college, get the degree, da, 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 da.
But
there's some things where it's like, take a shot, especially if it doesn't, you know, a couple hundred bucks for a website and some time programming it. And you put your PayPal up there.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed what takes. Yes. Absolutely be amazed what takes.
So we got a question from the Godfather. What's his opinion on Suze Orman?
Oh gosh, I've never, I mean, I'm generally for anyone who is about fiscal discipline. So her, Robert Kiyosaki, mm-hmm. Dave Ramsey, it doesn't matter. They're generally saying the same thing, but the average American is so woefully inept and in debt. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you get the message from.
Once you get it.
Yeah. So I'm for Suze Orman. I'm not familiar with her work. I didn't watch her show or anything like that.
Right.
The paradox being I majored in finance, so I don't need this stuff. But I have nothing against her at all.
Okay. So final question, Aaron, what do you predict is going to happen with the financial markets, with everything going on? What's the economist prediction?
I know.
Let's rumble.
Do I talk now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh,
I thought it was going to end.
Yeah,
second time.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
Let's do it.
To the currency markets. I know exactly what's going to happen to the stock markets. I know exactly what's going to happen to the housing markets. I know everything. But if I tell you,
ooh.
Then you guys are going to go and take your money and take positions driving up this. I'm going to become a quintillionaire tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen to the markets. I'm not the, there's no way you can know. This is why I'm the world's greatest economist. I'm going to keep insisting on it because it's tongue in cheek, but it's also increasingly true. I'm the only economist apparently that admits I don't know. Nobody knows. Right. You know, oh, gold's going to go up to 20,000. Well, okay, Peter Schiff, we've been waiting for that for a couple decades now. I have no idea. And nobody does.
Right.
This is why, like, when people ask for financial advice, should I invest in this? Like, I can't tell you. And, you know, I'm like, here's some options. You research. I
just, right.
Because, no, there's, and I think what the mistake is, people assume finance and economics is mathematical. And it is. There obviously you use math and statistics and formulae to conduct economic analysis and financial research. And I think that misleads people into thinking like this is a finite, hard mathematical science where like in physics it's much balance. Your code must work.
Yeah.
Chemical formulas must balance as well. There's always balance in the hard sciences. This is not a hard science. This is looking into the crystal ball with a lot of math to basically eliminate risk that might give you an arbitrage opportunity, or you might be able to buy low before something goes up. But there is no way anyone can know what happens. And if there was, they would never tell you because they would lose their opportunity.
Yep.
You know, that. So well, there's Aaron, no, I can't tell you what's going to happen.
Thank you for crashing my dreams. Hello,
darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, man. So guys, click the link below, guys. Get Let's Get Checked so you guys can get your testosterone checked.
Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed our little thing there. Oh, super chat. Nonstop Dre, $362. Would Cappy still recommend military for guys?
Yes. I recommend it for girls too. You're young people are not going to find a better deal than the military. You're just not.
Yep.
Unless you came from wealth and your parents are paying and you're going to become a doctor or something like that. But most of the clients I have, most of the people out there are not rich. And so I would, I mean, that's the one, speaking of like, if we could have done something younger, how much further we had been, if I had just joined the military, got my 4-year, went in as an officer, had the GI Bill, I'd be at least $250,000.
Because most of the guys, the millionaires that I know, that was especially had a bad situation, they joined the military, and the discipline and the drive that they learned from there and the money they got from there helped them get to where they are right now. Right. So you're right, because they had direction and had focus, and it's kind of like, you know what? I'm in this space, in this environment. I have to be a certain type of way. And that type of like environment breeds, if you have the right mindset, success.
Right. So, I mean, you end up liking your drill instructor, not while you're getting yelled at and having his foot on your neck as he's pushing you down into the mud. But when you're 50 years old and you're sitting on $3 million, you're like, wow, if it wasn't for that guy kicking my ass, I wouldn't have it. And then also on top of it, you get health care insurance or health care for the rest of your life. It's the VA. It's not the best. I understand there's complaints. Yes, by the way, I didn't know if you knew this. You could get shot if you join the military. There's that risk as well. But they're just really, unless you're going into a very highly disciplined, skilled area, you're not going to get free food, clothing, shelter, money on top of it, tuition and health insurance. You're just not going to get it anywhere.
Yeah.
So as a young person, I absolutely recommend it.
Right. Romar, what is Cappy's physical type of woman?
Oh, what my physical type of woman? I like them tall.
Okay.
My girlfriend's tall, and I have a.
Well, you have one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had one for quite some time. Look, you kids go run and date. You go burn off all your fuel. just whatever you do, don't marry a single mom. Okay. If you were one.
Okay, okay. You know what? You know what?
And he's been. It's so bad because Fresh has been nothing but nice to me. And just
but bro, no, you gotta be. You gotta let him know that what he did was stupid. So
no, it was. It was.
So. A girl's ass ideally would back up into this. This should be the rule. I know some people like a little more junk in the trunk.
What is that? What is this?
Yeah, you got back up.
What is this?
Well, you don't have to.
What are those?
That's what a girl's got to back up into. Her ass has to fit into
bro,
this.
Bro, if I can't put a cup and leave it there.
There's different strokes for different. I'm not saying this is me. This is
okay.
Me.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
We're just not going to chase after the same women. It's all right.
Okay.
So I like it if that backs up into this.
Okay.
I love huge tits. Huge. Like, yeah. I don't know what
he's
the size. Like, just like E's or whatever goes beyond a double D. Like I want big Franka cans. Hourglass figure, obviously. Long hair. I like blue eyes. My girlfriend has the prettiest blue eyes ever. Yeah, that's physically the type of gal that I want. Yeah, I don't think I'd be alone in this category. So,
okay. CJ, $2. What country do you think is best to retire in? And then we're gonna close the show.
I don't know. And that's my next step beyond Operation Evil is I'm gonna have to go and do some reconnaissance in
Barbados.
Island. No. Stupid.
That's my island, bro.
Yeah, but it's an island, and you get like island fever. If you're stuck there.
Brassel, man. Like, trust me, bro. Yeah. It's paradise, bro. It's paradise.
I know.
You ain't there, nigga.
How far can I ride my motorcycle? What's that going to take me? 5 minutes to go across the
biggest I'm not going to lie. You're right. It's so small.
So I'm going to go to Southeast Asia. Check that out, including the Philippines and Japan, because Modern Life John would kill me if I didn't.
Of course.
I'm also going to check.
He says hello.
Good.
Shout out to John from Modern Life, Danny. He's watching.
I'm going to probably stop in Dubai. Or Bahrain.
Okay.
Check that out. I'm pretty sure I just want to see it while I'm out there. I have a feeling it's not going to be my cup of tea. And then Central Europe or Eastern Europe and check that out. And just see. And then there's a piece of me wants to check out Morocco as well.
There you go.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, Morocco. Oh, you know, terrorists and this and that. It's like, yeah, okay. But I don't know. I got some fans out there too. And then the final loop, a lot of people talk about Panama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Belize is also an English speaking country. Mm-hmm. That's down in the Central America area as well. And I'll kind of go from there. And I'm not necessarily looking for low taxes. I'm just looking for stable, mm-hmm. culturally stable country.
Okay.
Where I'm not, you know, they're warning people about the Muppets. Disney's, did you guys hear about this?
No.
Like they're saying, oh, there's a warning now when you watch the Muppets, like these Muppets were made at a certain time where cultural differences were different.
And oh my God. And I'm like, what the? Yo. We're that politically correct now, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
And then here's another thing.
They banned Dr. Seuss?
Yeah. Yep. So wow. I kind of like, and another thing I forgot to mention, man, and this is more important. This is more important. I'm sick and tired of seeing fat people.
That's
I'm
true.
So sick and tired.
That's true.
And I'm not talking weight. I'm talking fat disgust. Now I'm from Minnesota, so there's more of them than there are down here. But even here, I'm like,
what are you doing here?
Well, I was like thinking like
body positivity, guys.
Yeah.
It's America now. That's why the average woman is 170 pounds and 5'4".
Yeah, 5'3". Yeah. So I want to see pretty women and handsome men are composed when they go out in public.
Wait, are you saying that women can't be fat?
How dare you?
They, as a libertarian, they can do whatever they want. They're just going to suffer the consequences.
Exactly. There Bam, there there's go. Consequence to your actions, well you said. Bimbos, you fat bimbos. But anyway, with that said, guys.
Oh, we have one more.
Oh, another one. Cappy's
really. He's like herpes. He never goes away.
Yeah, not so guys, let's get checked. Click the link below. Yep. Get in there. Get your testosterone checked. Support us. It helps us out as well.
Yep.
Where can the people find you, Aaron?
Esselconsulting.com would probably be the, if you need to contact me about consulting. Boom. If you want to find all my work, the best site is an old boomer blog replete with New Balance shoes.
There you go.
Called captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. And on the top left, you'll see a link to everything, including like YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, links to my books on Amazon. If you want to find my books, just go to Amazon and search Aaron.
Or you can go on Audible and pay a lot less and then not give Aaron any of your
money. I don't know why it's $3 a book. Holy cow.
Yeah, they don't love you anymore, man.
But anyway, yeah. So assholeconsulting.com would be the main one. CaptainCapitalism.blogspot if you just want a link to everything. Otherwise, you just search my name. You'll find me.
And follow him on Instagram
at Instagram.
Clary.
Aaron follows us on Instagram now. Yeah.
Finally.
So, everybody get a hold of him. Teach him how to use the thing. He messaged me, DMs me yesterday. What does this ad post thing to your story mean? Like, I was like, what? Come on, Aaron. also, guys, we're going to have a Zoom call right after this with our higher tier patrons and a high value academy guys.
Yep.
Special with Aaron Clary as the guest.
Is Roll going to join us?
Huh? Yeah, Roll's going to join us. Yeah. We'll do it for about 45 minutes, guys. Then we got to go eat.
You got to eat. Steak bites. Also, he says, no late night show with Cap and Girls. Yes, we will have girls.
We will have
on the show.
We got to hurry. But we got it. We got to hurry. Make this happen. Boom. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Get in right now. High Value Academy. We're gonna do the Zoom call, and our awesome outro is now.
Peace.